This one's called Longtail Video, which shouldn't be confused with the company of the same name who make the excellent JW player that you see around the internet quite a lot because it's a brilliant player. But this is about music in the long tail. And the long tail, for anyone who doesn't understand, is a term in Web 2.0 that means that there is lots and lots and lots of content that is out there, and it's more and more accessible every week that we are in the web world, that won't get to very heady heights of popularity. And that's one way of describing it. I'm sure there are many others, but this type of content is the opposite to the what do they call it? The long tail and the narrow head. The narrow head would be music in the past, condensed into a top 40, appearing on Top of the Pops, and, you know, a much narrower choice. It would be like 4-channel television land versus 800-channel television land. That's the longer tail versus the narrower head. So the narrow head still exists, but it's narrower, and the longer tail was always there, but now it's accessible and it's longer and it's growing longer all the time, and its height, its amount of people it reaches is limited almost by design. And in such a circumstance, music industry, I have to be careful of the words I use because it can annoy some people, but the music industry or artists or want to be record signing people are finding it more and more difficult to achieve large audiences with such great amount of competition out there and ubiquitous access to content. And that breeds thoughts of how do we charge for this, what are the new business models. And for some who are still thinking about being in the narrow head and wanting to be extremely well popular and known the world over, think of shifting payment models from plastic to cotton, or from plastic to live performance. Cotton as in merchandising and stuff. And that doesn't suit the vast majority of people are in the long tail, because the return on investment for concert tickets in the long tail or for selling merchandise is about as negligible as selling plastic. And when I said plastic, I didn't mean credit cards. I meant CDs, digital downloads, vinyl, whatever you want to describe as the way that the music gets shipped. And I'm not a musician, so these opinions are not held from a point of view of somebody who is struggling with this problem, or from somebody who's overcome the problem, if there's anyone out there who has. And what I'm thinking of is that in the long tail, there's lots of music, lots of content that appears and is ubiquitously available and generally free on systems like YouTube and their like, in video format, and it's normally something quite rocky and dodgy, sort of recorded from the middle of a small venue, somebody on stage playing away, and that's the best that there is available. It's substandard of a bootleg cassette. It is appalling, awful stuff that's out there for wonderful content. So the content's wonderful, the format that it is allowed and wanted might be a strong word, but allowed to live in out there, it's appalling. It's just dodgy home video stuff from a camera phone in a concert with distorted noise, and there's lots of it out there. So that's the problem I see, and I'm thinking of a solution to that if the artists in the long tail were able to engage with their micro fan base. Yes, I am admitting that many, many, many artists will have very, very small fan bases. That if they could connect with them and enter into a financial arrangement, Now, that financial arrangement used to involve middlemen, record shops, A&R, record companies, producers, etc. Their middlemen are all gone at this stage, right? So that big margin of managers and fees and agents and all that, in the main, is not there. So there's the artist making the music, and there's the fans who really, really like it and have access to find this kind of stuff in their micro numbers, that they can connect with the artist, and the artist can have a financial relationship with them, legitimate, legal, and above board, that the fan can help fund artist development. And, you know, it isn't a new thing. This has been done with CDs for a number of years now. I've done it to about 3 CDs where I've paid in advance of the production on studio time, and in the end of the day, an album, a CD, arrives in the post, or I get free digital download, and I've been involved in the process. But I'm thinking that it should be formalised more and more, and should go into video production as well, so that you've got the song out, you've got the single, you've got the EP, you've got the mini album, you've got the album out, but you want to fund a video. You want to get, you know, somebody to produce your video. Maybe you've got this really talented favourite producer that you want to get to make your video, but you've no funds to do it because you're a starving artist. And even the big ones claim to be starving anyway. And what you do is you could have a sort of a BES scheme or similar with your fans, that your fans could take part in the process and pay to get that producer to make your video. And I didn't really give the, you know, academic level of that producer, but it could be somebody who's a friend of the artist, it could be somebody who's a college student who's doing visual communications or art, it could be somebody who's done some television, who's doing a bit of a weekend job shooting videos for musicians. Whatever level that suits, that there would be money available to spread around and pay people for the effort that they're doing. And that's notwithstanding paying the artist, who, as I say, is starving. And if you're starving, you need some cash. So perhaps somebody somewhere could come up with a scheme or a fund or a business model or a platform, business platform maybe, that would allow artists to engage with their fans and tie up the financial relationships on a bespoke one-to-one relationship, artist to fan, artist to other fan, artist to other fan, that some people will give according to how much endorsement they want to put into the relationship and arrangement. And the return, you're already getting the return if you're talking to the investor. What is the return? You've already been getting it for free, and you will continue to get it as you enjoy the music. So it's not necessarily, or it is in fact not meant to be at all, a investment with a risk attachment that is wishing for a return on that investment, a multiple, a quantity of money to be profited from the arrangement. I think that it would be respectable to say, I put this money in because I love this music, I love this artist, I love this, you know, whole setup where we fund the artists and there's nobody exploiting in the middle. They've all gone. What a wonderful world it would be. It's 8:55. This isn't going to Audioboo. I'll stick it on my audio blog. See ya. Bye.